I'm going in the kitchen and do what? Some coffee.
Fix a cup of coffee.
All right. What do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
And you drink it out of a
glass.
If you drop the glass, it's likely to
break.
And you might say, Oh, look.
I spilt my water.
And I broke the glass.
Broke the glass.
All right. And I have three glasses this week. I have
broke three glasses.
If someone asks you how much you drink, you might say, how much water you drink, I better make that clear. You might say, a lot of it.
I drink several glasses a day.
All right, and today, how much have you
drank?
And we sure do
drink a lot of water.
When dinner's on the table and the family's waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
Come on to the table, come on for dinner.
All right. And do you tell them to come on? What do you do when you have company? Say anything different to company?
Oh, the dinner is ready. Y'all come on, let's see.
All right. And when they get to the table, you might tell them to...
Turn things.
No, to before, when they just come up, you say, go ahead and...
Sit down.
All right. So you tell them to sit down so they...
Oh, sit down.
All right. And... if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you might tell them, go ahead and...
Just go ahead and take out. Help yourself.
What was the first thing you said? That's interesting. Go ahead and what?
Take out whatever you want.
Would you say go ahead and take out?
Yeah, but I'd say go ahead and help yourself, I think.
Okay. So you told him to help himself,
uh-huh.
So he went ahead and...
Helped himself to the potatoes.
All right. And since he had already himself, I asked him to pass them. Since he had already...
He helped himself.
Food that's been cooked and then is served a second time...
Warmed over.
You put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew.
If you're refusing food at the table, someone hands you something you don't want, what do you say?
Oh, I don't eat that or I don't like that.
All right. If you were eating at someone else's house, what would you say? They offered you some blood cheese, what would you say?
I'd say, I don't know what I'd say. I'd hate to have to try to eat it, though. I'd say, no, thank you.
All right. Is there a kind of pudding made out of cornmeal and water?
Uh-huh. Mush, they call it.
All right.
Cornmeal mush.
How do you make that?
I never did make any, but I guess you just...
Did your mother ever make it?
Put hot water and stir your cornmeal in it. And I think they used to kind of eat that like a cream of wheat.
Mm. Did your mother ever make it?
Not too much that I know of.
Do you ever hear of them letting it get cold and slicing it and fine?
Yeah. I've heard of grits, doing grits like that.
Getting cold?
Uh-huh, and frying.
Did you ever hear it called kush?
Oh, yeah. Now, what we always called kush was take bread and break it up and put onions and pepper and eggs and make it all up, you know, and put it in the stove and bake it.
Now, when you say bread, what kind of bread?
A cornbread.
So you'd crumble up the cornbread and add these things?
Yeah.
And then bake it?
Uh-huh. And call it kush. Oh, she could put it on the skillet. Put it in the skillet and kind of cook it on top of the stove, you know, keep it stirred good.
How did you eat it?
Just like you would dressing.
Like dressing?
Mm-hmm. It's just about the same thing. Only in your dressing you always have, you know, some kind of good broth to mix it up with.
Mm. What do you grow in a garden around here?
What do we grow?
Yes, and what would you name some things you would expect to find in the garden around here?
Uh-huh. Well, in the fall of the year, you will find evergreen onions and turnips, mustard, collards, cabbage, and beets, lettuce, parsley.